All right, welcome to this podcast. I am currently sitting here in my flat and I am not looking very much forward to this particular day because I need to change the tires on my car from summer tires into winter tires, and the weather outside is truly awful. It's raining, it's cold, and I don't know if I actually have even a place to put my car to actually change the tires. So that's something that I'll have to work on today. But that prompted me to actually think about something. Preparation. Because I've got to admit that today I put myself in such a place that today I actually need to change the winter tires. And that is all due to lack of preparation, lack of management. And preparing is something it's maybe the most important thing that you can do when you're a copywriter. Because before writing copy, you need to know who you're writing copy to, and you know to need your market, you know to need the people there. You know to need what their problems are, what their feelings are, what keeps them awake at night. What are those magical words that will trigger an emotion within them to actually make them want to buy your product or service? What is it that kind of like is the defining moment? The moment where they no longer try to rationalize, or they're actually trying to rationalize buying your product because they're so hooked. Now, that can only be found out through proper preparation. And as such, you need to go around and you need to talk to people. But you also need to read what people are writing in magazines, in online forums, in closed Facebook and social media groups, on Twitter discussions, in subreddit forums, and so on. And not to mention other forums. The point is, you actually need to know what people are saying and what your group, what your market is saying. What are the most common denominators in your market? And what can you do about it? What is it that triggers a buying emotion within them? That is the single most important thing that you can do. Now, I should probably say this, that you won't find a defining cause, or you won't find a defining buyer cause by just browsing around for one day. You need multiple days. You need to watch around. You need to be on the look several days in advance. And you need to talk every single day. And then as you start to begin writing your copy, you know based on the experiences and the impressions that you got, how kind of like this flows. Then you read some other sales copies. You read some other sales letters. Say that you're writing sales letters for commercial real estate like I do. Then you find sales letters online for commercial real estate and you read them. You also read advertisements. And you copy. You don't copy, but you imitate them. You imitate them and you see what works and what doesn't work. You see what makes people want to buy and don't want to buy. It's literally that simple. Oh, that is simple, but it is quite straightforward, actually, if you just think about it. You just need to have another key trait, and that is patience. You need to be patient, because in preparation lies patience. And you can't rush. You need to acknowledge that if you're starting out from scratch, if you're starting out with literally nothing, if you're starting out with naught, with zero, then you need some time and you need to practice. You need to practice writing copy every single day. And you need to read other successful sales letters. You need to see what works and what doesn't work. And not only that, perhaps this is the most key important thing. You need to address the concerns of your market relative to the day and age that you're living in. Meaning that all of these late great copywriters like Gary Halbert, like Eugene Schwartz and so on, they wrote great ads, and I'm sure that some of those ads would sell today. But the fact is, they don't live today. And as such, today's market might be a little different because people have other concerns. You know, nowadays people think more about their social media and they think about I guess in the old days they're watching television as well. But they're thinking more about, hey, what kind of takeaway pizza should I order for Friday? Well, they actually, I think they had takeaway pizza back in the day. I'm struggling to find examples. Well, something related to the internet. Hey, I want a new smartphone and this and that. They certainly didn't have smartphones on Gary Halbert's and back in the day when Gary Halbert and Eugene Schwartz were alive and writing ads. But that's a little beside the point, because the thing is, today's group of commercial real investors have other concerns than what the group of commercial real estate investors had back in the 70s. Even though they want to invest in commercial real estate, the society has changed, and that is what you also need to include in your preparation. So prepare for a changed society. That is the key takeaway for this episode. All right, I'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye bye.